Hello, this is Nassau County Board of Supervisors meeting. Today's May 8th, 2012. The time is 9 o'clock a.m. Everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to start this morning with a presentation. May 14th through 20th, 2012, the Salvation Army Week in San Jose County. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to thank you for this opportunity to come and share about the ministry of the Salvation Army here in Modesto and Stanislaus County. But to do that properly, I must inform you that the Salvation Army has been here in Modesto since 1890. And that's 122 years of offering service to suffering humanity. And I am very privileged to be a part of this. But to fully understand what this serving suffering humanity is, I must tell you a little brief history about it. And it started in 1865 in London, England, by a man by the name of William Booth, who was walking home one day in the outskirts of London. It's a very depressed area. And what he saw were men, women, and children suffering from addictions to alcohol, had no place to sleep, they were hungry, poor, and he realized that he had to do something about that. And so he went home and told his wife, Kate, I think I have found my mission. We are going to serve suffering humanity. We're going to offer soup so they feel good, their stomachs feel good. We're going to offer soap so they can clean themselves and feel good about themselves. And then we're going to offer them salvation. And really, this man was way beyond his time, because what he was talking about was this thing called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that's what we are doing here in Modesto. Maslow's hierarchy of needs starts out at the bottom with the psychological needs of every individual. Things that we take for granted, health insurance, that sort of thing, food, water, a place to sleep, a shower, even air to breathe. If we are able to meet those needs with individuals, we are starting the process of people getting back on their own feet. And then there's safety. At the Barbarian Shelter, we have a clinic that just opened up. And so we offer medical and dental and vision for those who need help. And it's a security. We offer them security, a place to sleep. And then we go on to loved and being loved. We offer friendship and get them reconnected to their families. And then esteem, you know, they have to have self-esteem. They have to respect themselves and respect others before they can be proper people in the community. And then, of course, self-actualization, problem-solving, and acceptance. But that's all fine and dandy. Let me put this Maslow's hierarchy of needs and the ministry of the Salvation Army in Stanislaus County to a face. There's a young man who just completed our program. He went to elementary school here in Modesto. He went to high school. He was very smart. He got a full ride scholarship. He was very good in water polo, and so he got a full ride scholarship to San Francisco State. He was doing great, but the college life did not agree with him. He was very smart, and it did not quite agree with him because he fell into the wrong crowd. And he got into drugs and alcohol. Before you knew it, he was kicked out of school, living on the streets underneath the bridge here in Modesto. He found his way to the transitional living. And through that program, he was able to meet one-on-one counseling, and he was able to get his life back together, feel good about himself, get a job. And we are proud to say that Nick is an employer for a large construction company now, and he's a member of the electrical union. This is a great success story. This is what the Salvation Army does. We also have the Red Shield, and I'll close with this, the Red Shield program. It's a place in the very bad neighborhood across 99 over there on Las Vegas. It's a haven where kids can come after school and have a safe environment to grow as children, to be kids instead of going home and being there by themselves, getting in trouble. A success story there is a police officer. Her name is Tori. I think she's a police chief in one of the surrounding towns. She used to go to the Red Shield. She is a product of the Red Shield program, a safe place to go after school, to keep her out of trouble. And we see this so much every day with the programs that the Salvation Army offers. Today, she's giving back to the community. Today, Nick is giving back to the community. We see this time and time again, and we are grateful to be a part of the Salvation Army in this community, and we are grateful for your support of the Salvation Army in this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Captain, we do have a resolution. Are we presenting to you? Okay, we have a resolution from the Board of Supervisors. I'm going to read it today because of the great work Salvation Army does. Whereas the Salvation Army has been providing spiritual guidance and basic human necessities to millions of people for over 120 years, and whereas the love of God and the deep desire to help others is the motivation behind the men and women of the Salvation Army, and whereas their work helps others to live meaningful and enjoyable lives and also stands as a symbol of compassion for all the world to see, and whereas the Salvation Army extends its loving hand to all people in need without regard for race, color, or national origin, and whereas it's appropriate to honor the dedicated men and women of the Salvation Army who faithfully touch so many lives in our community. Sir, thank you. Thank you for doing the most good. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everything Salvation Army does.
Great. Thank you.
Next item this morning is public comment period. I do have two specific requests to speak, and we'll start with those. We'll start with Miguel Venosa. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Feliz día 5 de mayo. And secondly, for the National Month for the Senior Citizens in this county. Mr. Chairman, members of the Board of Supervisors, I'm here as a citizen and resident of this county, and because of that, I have the need to mention to you that the Hispanic seniors in this county is the 21% of the seniors citizen in this county. Hispanics are the 21%. Over 32 agencies provide services in this county, with more than 60 services. This agency provides services. And yet the Hispanics only receive 1% of the services. Maybe of the lack of the English, maybe of the lack of the culture, or religion, or transportation. The Hispanics are not receiving the services. Let me pass to you the problem that's happening right now in this county in regard to the services that's being cut in regard to the meal program. We received this information that the county is going to the Kennedy Training Center is going to cut 3 days services in the Bolson Merpo Minor Road Tower in Mancini Hall. It's going to be only 3 days, going to be the services of providing the meat for the seniors. Specific in the area of the Mancini, is a high concentration of low-income and minorities in that area. We feel that the county are not doing the job they're supposed to do. And we see the need for the seniors to be better served. We believe the language is a big factor, and I mentioned before the culture and the transportation. So we believe that the county executive office or the county itself are not reaching our community the way it's supposed to reach. And we many times go to different services and we see only two or three Hispanics there, especially in areas like Oakdale, Turlock, and Oakdale is over 90 people there go to the services, and only maybe one Hispanic receive the services, not only the meal, but the exercise and different services that we provide in the seniors center. So we see this problem, and I hope that you guys consider this problem and to see how we can work together to improve the services. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Coso. I would suggest maybe a report back from our director of agency, amazing, back to the Board of Supervisors. Great, thank you. Next person to speak, John Mataka. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. My name is John Mataka. I'm here today as president of the Grayson Neighborhood Council. I want to make everyone aware, if you're not already aware, that this month is National Seniors Month. And being I just turned 60 years of old, I guess I can celebrate it. Now, the purpose of National Senior Month is to explore what senior citizens need to do to enhance their image, attract more seniors, and gain attention of lawmakers. One critical answer is research. Credible evidence that the work they do makes a difference in the lives of seniors. As Miguel had said, 21.2% of the seniors 60 and over in Stanislaus County are Hispanic. Yet, the percentage of Hispanics having access to senior citizens is small. What I'm asking is that for the CEO's office and the County Board of Supervisors to appoint a task force within the county system, not the public, but within the county system, to look at the access to senior services for Hispanics and what can be done to improve the access to services. Now, this county does a great job. There's a lot, like Miguel said, over 32 agencies that provide services to seniors. That's not the issue. The issue isn't that the services aren't there. That's a good job done there. The issue is access. So we need to do some research and find out what is the access issue. Now, we're not asking just the board and the CEO's office. We're asking for the task force from your point of view to see what you think the issue is. But naturally, we understand that we have work in the community to do also. So it's not like we're asking you to do something that we're not willing to also help do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Does anybody else want to address this board on any issue that is not on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to consent calendar. Item B5 has been pulled from the agenda today. It'll come back at a future date. Is there any other item that any Board of Supervisors would like to pull? Anybody in the audience wish to speak on anything on the agenda today that's marked with an asterisk on consent calendar? Seeing none, I'll ask for action on consent calendar, unless item B5.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Chiesa.
I'll second that.
Second by Withrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Correspondence.
This board has received a letter from Patterson Vegetable Company regarding their intent to permanently close their entire operations at 100 West Las Palmas Avenue in Patterson, California, occurring on June 24, 2012.
Refer to the Alliance WorkNet and the San Luis Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports?
just a couple things. First of all, there's a very important meeting going on over at MID right now that I hope everybody is engaged in regarding our water transfers. And the agreement, the draft of the agreement with regards with San Francisco, the city and county of San Francisco, is out and being discussed. And I just encourage everybody to look at that agreement. It seems very one-sided in favor of the city and county of San Francisco. And I would ask everybody to, like I said, get engaged in that and look at what's going on and talk with your representatives at Modesto Irrigation District. So.
Anybody else? Legislative Fiscal Management Report, Chief Executive Officer. Okay. We do have closed session, County Council.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session to have conference with legal counsel related to significant exposure to litigation involving multiple cases related to a law enforcement incident on April 12, 2012 on the 2100 block of Chrysler Drive in the city of Modesto. This is held pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision B, and we do not expect a report out.
All right. This meeting is adjourned to closed session.